Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 25th of April. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, we report on some additional HMRC-approved guidance on the tax treatment of interest payments on pension arrears that are paid as a result of GMP equalisation exercises. We have a couple of interesting cases to report on this week. In the first, the Employment Tribunal has dismissed a claim by an employee that she suffered detriment as a result of becoming a trustee of her employer's pension scheme. The ruling is a useful reminder of the wider context to be considered for trustees who are active employees of the scheme sponsor or group. The second case concerns fixed protection and auto-enrolment, and considers issues around the validity of notices where incorrect information is given, and also whether information is properly given if it appears to be junk mail. In other news, the Prudential Regulation Authority has released an update commenting on deficit reduction transactions between regulated firms and their DB pension schemes, where these are structured to limit the resulting regulatory capital impact. HMRC has published its latest newsletter on the Managing Pension Scheme Service, and the Pensions Administration Standards Association has released guidance for administrators on vetting new employees in response to cases where fraud was undertaken or assisted by employees of pensions administrators. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.